Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Here in the last few weeks of winter, it's hard to imagine that we can support our local farmers, but with several farmers markets open year-round around the state, it's possible to do just that. This is the season of the root vegetable, the heartiest and most diehard of Maryland produce, the food that just keeps on giving. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, perhaps one of the best ways to enjoy winter root vegetables is a root vegetable soup.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you're right. You know, for those of us who try to cook seasonally, it's a little bit of a depressing time of year because all you basically get are these, you know, sort of very earth-driven root vegetables. But livening them up in soups makes the most sense.
And there's a lot of them. And let's deconstruct the whole idea and just show people what they have to work with.
Right.
These vegetables that are popular and available this time of year, you got sweet potatoes, white potatoes, carrots, parsnips, both of which are really sweet.
Yeah.
Beets, turnips, rutabaga, called Swedes in England. leeks are still around, butternut squash, and all the other winter squashes.
Squashes for sure.
And that gnarly old thing, the celery root. Have you worked with that?
The alien-like looking beast.
That the hairy looking.
Yes. Yeah, no, I like or what's often called celeriac.
Celeriac, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great.
It's got has a really unique flavor.
It really does. And it's actually fun to use.
It is. There's other ingredients that we can work with that we can throw in the soup as sort of adjuncts. Things like dried beans, lentils, variety of lentils, garlic.
Garlic, onion, allium family all is
the
still
whole thing.
Sticking around.
Exactly. Cut up sausages, lots of sausages this time of year.
Putting meat in vegetable stews helps a lot.
The summer survives in pasta, obviously.
Yeah.
And There are winter greens, oddly enough, that come in.
Sure.
There's mustard greens.
They seem to be super hardy. Well, not with that really crazy single-digit weather we had, but normally in Maryland winters, we can have mustard greens throughout the entire winter.
That's right. And they are incredibly sweet and peppery. Some really nice counterpoints. Other things, you can have croutons and rice starches that you can put in your soups.
Yeah.
So this gives you a lot to work with. There's all sorts of broths that we can use, from the basic chicken broths, beef broths, vegetable broths, and things like beer, for instance, that you can throw into it, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, like stouts and whatnot.
Sure.
You know, you can go pretty hearty here. Textures is where you have a bit of leeway, I think, Jerry, because you can do, I think, basically one of two things. You can either puree them and get everything really smooth.
Yeah.
Or you can create this as a chunky soup.
Sure. And then I'm always unclear where soup moves into a stew world.
Exactly.
I think it's a very fine line. And then on the pureed side of things, I think that your biggest challenge is to not make it taste like baby food.
Right.
If you're going to do the pureed version, I feel it has to be silky smooth. If it's grainy in any way, I think it's not an attractive soup.
Fewer or more ingredients if you're going to puree?
I don't know if it matters much, but I think that a lot of violence helps you. An immersion blender.
Right, right.
Run a long time. I mean, when I do things like in the stand-up blender, I'll let it run for 10 minutes.
Wow.
At least. Till it gets this nice. And to be super anal, you want to pass it through a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a fine sieve, forcing it through with a ladle to get that nice texture. And a little douse of cream at the end helps it.
It sure
goes a long way.
We're going to put a couple recipes on the website so you can try these at home. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.